We're discussing something which is only Tevel Derabbanan, and the Mishnah is teaching that even that is Muktzah. Obviously, this is Muktzah affecting the Gemara. We're discussing where the Levi took his Meiser after the produce was already smoothed into a pile, so there was already a Chi of Truma, but before the owner separated his Truma Gedoyla. So we would think, based on the Pesukim, that the Levi shouldn't have to separate the owner's portion of the Truma Gedoyla also. The Mishnah therefore teaches that he does, and therefore, until he does so, it's Muktzah. Veloyas Meiser Sheini Vechulu. In fact, there's obviously Muktzah. The Gemara said we're discussing where it was redeemed, but not properly. For example, the Meiser was redeemed on the coins that have no image, and the Pasuk teaches it has to be a coin that has an image. Or Hegdish was redeemed onto land, and the Pasuk teaches that Hegdish can't be redeemed onto real property. V'loyas haluf, the Mishnah said. Brisa says you can move chatzav grass because deer eat it. You're allowed to move mustard seeds because doves eat it. Shimon Gamliel says you're allowed to move broken glass because that's food for an ostrich, and the wealthy royal families would have them as pets. Rav Nosson said, if so, you should even be allowed to move bundles of twigs because that's elephant food. More expensive. Shimon Gamliel holds that ostriches are common, therefore ostrich food is not muktzah, but elephants are not common to have as pets, and therefore their food is muktzah. Amemar says Shimon Gamliel only let moving of glass when someone actually has the ostrich. Rav Ashi says if that's true, then the case of the elephant food also must be when you have an elephant. So why would Rav Shimon say it's muktzah? Rather, must be even that he didn't have an elephant. Same with the glass. He allows moving it since it's fit for an ostrich, even though he doesn't have an ostrich. And Abaye says from here you see that Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds that Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim ninu because that they're fit to have be like the wealthy royal families who keep ostriches as pets. This is a sheet that we find among many others as well. Mishnah says Chavili Kashichulu. Right, it says bundles of straw, twigs, or soft reeds that were set aside for animal feed may be moved on Shabbos. If they were not set aside for animal feed, they may not be moved on Shabbos. Rav Gamliel says even if they were set aside to feed animals, if they can be carried in one hand, they can be moved. If they may have to be carried in two hands, they can't be moved. Bundles of Se'or, Ezov, and Karanis that were brought in for firewood may not be used on Shabbos. If they're brought for animal food, they may be brought in on Shabbos. They can be broken into pieces by hand, but not with a keli. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to rub them in your hands to remove the shell, but you're not allowed to do a lot of them in a keli. Or Chum say you're allowed to rub them only in your fingertips, but you can't even rub a lot of them in your hands because that's what you do during the week. Same thing applies to asima, fegum, and other spices, and the Gemara explains what those things are. One is allowed to move raw salted meat on Shabbos, but raw unsalted meat, there Rav Huna says you're allowed to, and Rav Chisda says you're not allowed to. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav who held like Rabbi Yehuda that there's muktzah, so how can he say that you're allowed to move unsalted meat? The Gemara Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda with regard to eating it, it can't be eaten because it's muktzah, but he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda with regard to moving it. How we find that Rav Chisda once allowed moving a raw slaughtered duck from the sun to the shade, the Gemara duck can be eaten raw, and therefore it's not muktzah. Brisa says salted fish may be moved, but unsalted fish may not be moved. Raw meat may be moved whether salted or not, as I looked at Brisa. Another Brisa says that bones can be moved because they're fit for dogs. Spoiled meat can be moved because it's fit for wild animals to eat. Water that was left uncovered, mayim gulim, they may be moved because it's fit for cats. Or Shimon Gamliel says you're not allowed to keep such water altogether because it poses a danger to a person. Zuck the Mishnah, you're allowed to put a basket upside down in front of a little bird so they can use it to jump up and get up and down. A chicken that ran away may be pushed along by hand so it gets back to its where it needs to live. If so, you're allowed to help calves and young donkeys walk by holding its neck and its sides and having it move its legs on its own. A woman may help a child walk even if it's a rabbin. Yehuda says it's only allowed when the child lifts his feet and in walking motion. However, if the mother must schlep the child, she may not do so. Dr. Mar, the name of Rav says an animal falls into a stream of water. You're allowed to put pillows underneath the animal so that if it's able to climb out of the stream, so be it. In fact, the Mar Brisa says that you're allowed to feed the animal there if it falls into the stream, but the Chayyur means you're not allowed to put pillows there to help it climb out. So, if it's possible to feed the animal there and have it survive, then that's what should be done. But if it can't survive there, then you're allowed to put pillows underneath to help it get out. In fact, the Mar placing pillows over there is taking a keli, which is mutter, and taking it away its usefulness because now it becomes muksa, so it's not allowed. Which is not allowed, Zok Nimara, doing so is only us Darabonon, causing the Tzar Balachayim is Deraisa, so therefore we're over the Darabonon for the sake of the Deraisa of Tzar Balachayim. Mishnah said, Tar Negoyle Shebarcha Vechulu. In the Mishnah, you're allowed to push a chicken, but you're not actually allowed to help it walk, like you're allowed to do for other animals. And Abaye seems to say this as well. Abaye explains, because a chicken, you're not allowed to help walk, because a chicken will lift itself off the ground by with its wings a little bit, and therefore you can end up carrying the chicken. One Brisa says you're allowed to help animals and birds work in a courtyard, but not in the Rishus HaRab. A woman may even help her child walk in the Rishus HaRab. Another Brisa says you're not allowed to lift an animal or bird in the courtyard, but you may push them along until they enter the area where you want them to go. Now, the second Brisa says you're not allowed to lift, which seems to allow helping it to walk. The Brisa then says you're allowed to push it, which seems to say that you're not allowed to help it walk. Abaye explains when the Brisa says only pushing is allowed, it's referring to a chicken. Abaye says someone who's shechting a chicken should either press its feet hard against the ground or lift the chicken off the ground, because if he doesn't do so, the chicken will dig its claws into the ground and dislocate the food pipe or the windpipe and make it a pasul shechita. Zok the Mishnah, you're not allowed to deliver the baby of an animal on Yom Tov, but you're allowed to assist in the delivery. You're allowed to deliver a human baby even on Shabbos. You're allowed to call a midwife even from far away, and you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for the woman in labor. You're allowed to tie the umbilical cord on Shabbos, where Rashi says you're even allowed to cut it. You're allowed to do anything something that's necessary to do a milah on Shabbos as well. Or what does it mean you're allowed to assist in a delivery for the animals? Or Rabbi Yehuda says it means you hold the baby so it doesn't fall on the ground. Or Nachman said it means you can push the mother's stomach to help the baby come out. Bryce says like Rabbi Yehuda as well. Mishnah said, "Miyaldin esa isha v'chulu." What is the Mishnah adding by saying it can be mechal Shabbos for her? We already said it can be mechal Shabbos for her. The Gemara says the Mishnah means to add what was included in a brisa, what was taught in the brisa, that if a woman in labor needs light to calm her, we're allowed to light that candle for her on Shabbos. If she needs to be smeared with oil, her friend may even carry some from the Shusha Rabbim in her hands, and at least some shinui from the normal carrying. If that's not enough oil, her friend could bring the oil in her hair. If that's not enough, she could even bring it in a keli. In fact, tomorrow, if she needs a light, it's obviously like light a candle for her. So tomorrow, we're talking about a blind woman who's in labor. Even though she doesn't need the light to see, but she's calmer knowing that the people who are helping her are better able to see, and therefore we may light even in that situation. How can you bring oil in the hair and squeeze it out? It's chita. So Rabbin Rabbi Yossi said, there's no problem with chita with hair, because hair is hard and doesn't absorb. Rashi said it means she carries the keli of oil in her hair, not that she soaks the oil into her hair.